In Alabama, the governor has apologized to the government of India for a case of alleged police brutality. Officers in Madison, Alabama, seriously injured an Indian man in a confrontation that was caught on a squad car dash cam. The incident has renewed concerns about police and the use of excessive force. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Suresh Bhai Patel had only been in the U.S. for a couple of weeks, coming to help with a new grandson in Madison, a suburb of Huntsville in North Alabama. Patel, who is 57, was taking a walk earlier this month when he was stopped by two officers responding to a call about suspicious activity. This police video reveals a language barrier.
He don't speak a lick of English.
Trying to pat him down because he keeps trying to walk away from him.
He don't speak a lick of English, an officer says, complaining that Patel was walking away. Patel's arms are then restrained behind his back, and Madison policeman Eric Parker slams Patel to the ground face down.
You're all right. Put your leg on it. Stand up.
Stand up.
Patel was hospitalized with a spinal cord injury and is now at a rehabilitation center. In a letter yesterday to the Consul General of India in Atlanta, Alabama Governor Robert Bentley said he deeply regrets the, quote, unfortunate use of excessive force by Madison police. He wrote, please accept our sincere apology to your government, Mr. Patel, and the citizens of India who reside and work in our state. He said state officials will investigate along with an FBI probe already underway. The Indian consul met with Bentley this week. Patel's lawyer, Hank Sherrod, says the family is grateful for the Indian government's support and welcomed the governor's response.
They really appreciate the governor's making such a public apology.
Patel has sued the Madison Police Department. The police chief has apologized and is firing Officer Eric Parker, who's been charged with assault. Parker's attorney, Robert Tootin, says he will fight both the dismissal and the charge.
We filed a waiver of arraignment and a written plea of not guilty for him.
Police stopped Patel after a neighbor called to report, quote, a skinny black guy in a toboggan thought to be peering into garages.
It was definitely a shock for this peaceful community.
Madison resident Anupreet Singh is president of the Huntsville India Association.
I don't want to blame that person for making that call, but I do want to say that people have to know their neighbors, get around, meet them, see what they are about, learn their culture, and that's what should come out of this incident.
Singh says his group met with Madison city leaders Monday to talk about ways to improve communication and cultural understanding. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.